An Oklahoma botanist is calling for a war on kudzu. Kudzu is a vine known for taking over huge areas of states like Alabama and Mississippi. It can cover abandoned buildings and take down utility wires. It grows up to 18 inches a day, and some experts joke that it grows so fast you have to be careful falling asleep near it. The problem is that it can also kill off native species, and it can carry diseases that damage crops, such as soybeans. Soybeans produce up to $130 million a year in Oklahoma. Kudzu has been found in 50 places around the state. Karen Hickman at Oklahoma State wants to catch it early and eradicate the threat. She recommends killing it with herbicides. But Amy Buteau of the Oklahoma Invasive Plants Council says the horse has already left the barn, and Oklahomans are just going to have to get used to living with kudzu. A man known for posting vulgar signs is suing Oklahoma City. Bruce Knutson owns land at Council Road and Southwest 89th Street. In 2006, he tried to get that land rezoned as commercial or residential property, but the requests were denied. So Knutson got mad. He started posting huge, handmade signs on trailers, overturned desks, and even tractors. I can't repeat what many of them said about city officials, but he called one realtor the worst he had ever met. When folks complained about the signs, the city sent out code enforcers. At first, they said he was fine because he wasn't in a residential area. 2 years later, they changed their minds. He was issued 4 citations and ordered to pay $1,600. He fought the charges, and the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals eventually agreed the city was in the wrong. Knutson is now suing the city in federal court. He wants repayment for his legal fees and a guarantee the city won't come after him again. Journal Record publisher Mary Malone, one of my bosses, announced that she's moving to a new job. She'll become the CEO of the Foundation for Oklahoma City Public Schools. Malone first worked at the Journal Record in 1993 in advertising sales. She went to radio for a while and then came back in 1995 as advertising director. She's led the company since 2001. Under Mary's leadership, the Journal Record expanded into Tulsa and became known for its events, especially the annual Woman of the Year program. Mary is active on nonprofit boards, and Governor Fallon recently named her to the Oklahoma Humanities Council. Mary is also a member of the Oklahoma Journalism Hall of Fame. She'll leave the Journal Record August 30th. I can tell you that all the staff at the Journal Record will miss her leadership, her warmth, and her integrity. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.